Blog Talk Radio.
Show on the road. Hey, we hope you're having a great day today out there, and no matter where you're at on the planet, it may be morning, noon, or night, right? Anywhere on the globe there, so we hope that you're doing okay today, and we're just excited about you joining us today. Hey, for those listening right now, thank you for joining us, and for those listening later on, thank you for joining us as well on Power Connections. People say, hey, what's Power Connections, Vaughn? Hey, it's all about connecting you with the right people. And tonight, ladies and gentlemen, we got an awesome, awesome guest calling in today. Miss Tiffany Smith, founder of Secret Doors. She's going to tell us more about that, but we're going to give her a proper introductions here in a little bit. Hey, I want to give you guys the phone number, 347-843-4559, 347-843-4559. We want you guys to push this out on your social media. That's Facebook, LinkedIn, and Instagram, and Twitter. All points north on your own website, because I'm sure Miss Tiffany's got something to tell us today that'll help you grow and help you move forward as well. So we're excited about that. Hey, this is Kevin Vaughn. Thank you so much for joining us again. And we're getting ready to get this thing started. Miss Tiffany is busy, just like most of you out there as well. So we're going to hit it and quit it tonight. We're going to be with you for about 30 minutes or less and keep it moving as well. But guys, we want you to always, always keep it moving. Keep your dreams alive, guys, and know that you're unstoppable. You cannot be stopped unless you stop. Also, too, I got a good friend of mine who wrote a book, says you are custom built by God, ladies and gentlemen. So we give God glory, give God the honor for this technology, for the opportunity to be with you as well. So thank you so much for joining us, guys, tonight on Power Connections with Kevin Vaughn. And our special, special, special guest there is Tiffany Smith. So we're getting ready to roll here in a second. Thank you so much, Mr. George Duke, on that music. I tell you, that's one of my favorite music, man, from Mr. Duke there. 500 miles to go is what this particular clip that he's playing right now. But George Duke, 500 miles to go. You guys check it out. It's pretty powerful. Great introduction, too, if you're going on stage or if you're doing something important in front of a crowd. Just gets the crowd fired up, guys. So I'm excited about Mr. Duke there and his beautiful work that he puts out there as well. So, guys, hey, this is Power Connections. Kevin Vaughn with your host. And guess what, guys? We're going to get this thing started and keep it moving. All right. Hey, always like to give everybody a little round of applause out there, too. Cause, so put your hands together, guys, for just being you and being a part of the network. Yeah. Woo-hoo! And let's get right to it. Ladies and gentlemen, our special guest is Tiffany Smith. Ladies and gentlemen, seasoned, dynamic, and driven continuous improvement professional with a dynamic background, which including her six belt, I love it, Six Sigma Black Belt certification, strong management skills, ladies and gentlemen, and a proven operational success as well. She's a skilled leader, highly resourceful and motivated. Yeah, I know she's motivated. Well-versed in leading cross-functional work teams as well as managing multiple competing priorities as well. Recently, she helped a company called NIBCO, I believe it's called, win Manufacturing of the Year 2018 in Georgia. Hey, for those who don't know, because I'm a green belt, so I love Six Sigma Black Belt. She's a black belt. I love it. And Six Sigma is an improvement methodology, ladies and gentlemen, which uses the following phases to make changes to any process, defining and measuring, analyzing and improving and controlling measurements, ladies and gentlemen. Also, too, Six Sigma certification is designed to prove your proficiency in understanding the fundamentals of this process for continuous improvement, ladies and gentlemen. So we love the methodology, and we love the continuous improvement that Tiffany is bringing to the table tonight. But, ladies and gentlemen, I want you guys to put your hands together for, as I get my mouth together here, put your hands together for Ms. Tiffany Smith, ladies and gentlemen, as we open up her mic. Founder of Secret Doors, Ms. Tiffany, welcome to Power Connection.
Thank you, Kevin. Thank you, Kevin. Such a huge intro.
I'm really excited.
And I love when you talk about, you know, being driven, you know, keeping your dream alive. And that's all what Secret Doors is about, is just keeping my dream alive.
There you go.
Yes, I have a Six Sigma background, but, you know, Hey, my alter ego is Secret Doors.
There you go. I love it. Yeah, we're going to hear more about that, ladies and gentlemen. That's a beautiful voice of Tiffany Smith, our beautiful guest today, ladies and gentlemen, on Power Connections. But, Tiffany, we always like to have our guests open up. How was your week? How was your day? And any opening monologue there you'd like to tell the people out there? Well, how would you like to open the day?
Well, my week was pretty busy. Is it okay if I just jump right on in about Secret Doors?
Absolutely. Yeah, please. Yeah. Absolutely.
So, Secret Doors actually started off as a Facebook group back in 2015. And that's when it goes back to keeping your dream alive. It started as a Facebook group where, you know, individuals with an open mind, you know, connect with each other, where, people don't know about it. Secret Doors is actually a website, and right now we have the Android app out now, where it's for individuals that are in the lifestyle. That's why I call it my alter ego. So people who are listening in that don't know about what the lifestyle is, it's just people that are, you know, open-minded, that are swingers.
Exactly. Yeah, I'm just saying, you gotta have some fun, right? Gotta have some fun, folks.
Gotta have some fun. What I tell people that what makes Secret Doors different from the rest of the, you know, swinger website is that it's for that professional woman that, you know, when she get off on her 9-to-5, where she can, you know, relax and put her hair down and she can just be herself. You know, the thing about society now is that, you know, especially women, they are kind of afraid to express their sexuality.
Yeah, a lot of facades. Yeah, for different reasons. Yeah, absolutely.
For different reasons. But you know, with secret doors, you know, my motto is behind every door lies a secret, and it's okay to be that, you know, that freak with your husband, to be that freak with your boyfriend, or you know, or just love yourself, and that's what you know. Bring secret doors, you know, make secret doors different, you know, from the rest of the, you know, swinger websites.
That's fantastic.
So, you know, a little different from my single background, but you know,
well, that's
hey.
Okay. Because today we had another program, not on this program, but another radio station. Tiffany was talking about sex today. They got away from politics. They got away from news and stuff. And they talked about sex and mainly in the marriage, you know, things like that, because they said actually sex is actually going down in the marriage for some reason. So they're trying to figure out why a lot of people. Yeah, and that's something. Yeah. So a lot of callers came in and, you know, gave different reasons for that. But yeah, we're talking about romance. We're talking about love and all the things that, you know, you're all about there. But, one of the biggest things I tell people too, Tiffany, is that, you know, no matter what you do behind, you know, if you're married behind closed doors, you don't need to go tell everybody about it. You know, you don't need to let everybody know your secrets, you know. I think that's a problem where people tell their secrets. You know, if you're married, you know, you don't go tell mama and them. You don't need to tell your sisters and all that kind of stuff, what y'all have been doing. I think that's part of the problem.
Absolutely.
But that's just me. You know what I'm saying? That should be between the two people only, specifically if you're married. So I do agree with you on that. But tell us about
It's not even about, you know, just in your marriage, just in your, you know, just in your personal business. Anyway, nobody should not be knowing what you're doing behind closed doors.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's awesome. Hey, Tiffany, also, too, now tell us a little about why this came up. Why did you start this particular area? And also give that website, you know, any contact information for those who want to know more about this area. Also give that out, too, as well. But tell us about how it got started. How Secret Doors really, is it something you always wanted to do as far as the business side of it, or set it up on your Facebook group? How did it all come about?
Well, you know, I just started a Facebook group just to interact with people. You know, I like to talk dirty. I'm a Scorpio. I like to talk dirty.
Right.
You know, it's just in me. So that's what it, you know, got me started with, you know, Secret Doors. It just, in my Facebook group, we had a gentleman say that, you know, hey, on Facebook, we can't really be ourselves. So, you know, it was just one night. I tell someone, people do not believe it, that it was just one night in a dream. I was just like, holy crap, I need to create a website where, you know, individuals in my Facebook group, you know, can really be themselves and be as explicit as they want to.
That
was got me started with the Facebook group. I mean,
that's good. That's,
actually
that was
creating
really
a website. Yeah.
Yeah, that's good. That was really smart. Yeah, because you know you at least you own some of your website, but on Facebook, man, you don't want everything out there on that system for your brand, you know, so to speak. So that's very, very important that you separated it out a little bit too, as well. That's good. That's really, really good. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking to Tiffany Smith, founder of Secret Doors, on Power Connections today. She's our power leader today. And we're talking about mainly about relationships and about things like that. You know, with the Secret Door as well, is there people that join as a member or something like that? How do people get started in that area if they wanted to be a part of it? They just go to the Facebook page to get started? Or how does that work?
No,
actually,
you can go on www.behindsecretdoors.com. You guys can go to the website. And right now, the Android app is out. So once you get on the website, you click on download. And for my Android users, you can actually download the app from there. Right now, I'm actually giving away level 2 subscriptions to the website. Mm-hmm. So the first 300 Android users can actually go on this website. It's sdgiveaway2019@gmail.com, and you actually can tell me, you know, why you decided to get into the lifestyle or why you're curious about getting into it. So
those members,
you know, go ahead, sign up so you can go ahead and, you know, join Secret Doors.
Fantastic. You know, Tiffany, I was thinking about the dating scene and what people are doing. It's a little different today, I think, and it sounds like you're a millennial as well. So what's going on out there in the dating world? Are people dating? Are people enjoying their life? I know people are in school, they're working, got businesses, things like that. What's happening out there in the dating world and the romance world these days?
From what I hear, like, you know, the dating scene just really sucks.
Yeah,
especially,
that's
you know,
what we're
for
yeah.
I used to travel for work, and
right.
you know, I used to be gone, you know, Monday through Thursday most of the week.
Mm-hmm.
So it was hard for me to, you know, to really
yeah.
date.
Right,
and,
right.
So from what I hear, you know, right now I am in a relationship. So
mm-hmm.
thank God.
Amen.
You know, I'm
Amen.
Not out there now dating. But from
uh-huh.
what I hear, it is really hard to really find that, you know,
yeah.
special
yeah.
person out there, you know. So.
Yeah, that's true. And, you know, in today, Tiffany, you got to be, you know, you can't judge everybody and you can't screen everybody, but you got to be, you know, a little discerning today, too. Some folks doing some crazy stuff out there today. It's just amazing what's going on today. It's just so sad, really. But we really got to help people out a little bit on how to, you know, pick their friends and so forth and pick who they're hanging around. You know, almost have to go in a crowd today when you go out, you know, just so you can have some backup, you know, say something goes crazy, you know.
Yeah.
That's crazy, man. So that's kind of sad in a way, but we want everybody to be safe. We want you to enjoy your life, but also too, Tiffany, they can't be afraid of enjoying their life. You know, we don't want people being afraid of everything, but you do have to have a little wisdom, you know, when you go out today and when you're dating people. So you guys take care of yourselves out there, specifically the women, and not to say the men don't
right.
either, but we're really concerned about our women as well in that area. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, we're on Power Connections with Tiffany Smith, ladies and gentlemen, founder of Secret Doors, ladies and gentlemen, and we're excited. You know, it almost sounds like, are you going to be doing some plays or some books in the future too, Tiffany? You look like you're going to be doing some other stuff in television and stuff. You're going to be doing that?
Well, please speak it into existence.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it looks like
you
expand a little bit, specifically on video. I was thinking about the YouTube mainly because people need to probably hear you on YouTube and, you know, let them get with you later on, of course, as well. But, yeah, it almost sounds like somebody needs some help. You know, if you're a psychologist, you could get some help from this area possibly too as well, because it sounds like a good
area.
Yeah,
you know, Kevin, you're giving me ideas.
yeah, I'm just throwing them out there because that's what we do. We do a lot of brainstorming on this network as well. I was just thinking because people need a lot of help in certain areas. And one of the biggest areas, I think, is friendships, you know, for one. And then having a confidant is another one, if I could just think off the top of my head. Having a confidant, and this is based on what I've been hearing over the years anyway from other adults. And so we're talking about having a confidant, having, you know, good friends around you, and of course, good places to go as well. So keep that, you know, in mind, ladies and gentlemen. You want to have good people around you. You want to have fun. You want to do things that are spontaneous at times too as well, just to enjoy your life really well. So I believe that's where Tiffany's going with the Secret Doors. So I know she's going to expand that as she sees fit for her area. But that's awesome, Tiffany. So for those who are listening or just joined us too, Tiffany, where now if they can get, how do they get in touch with you on the Secret Doors? Go to Facebook. Is that correct? Start there as first. And talk
yes,
about
you
that.
Can go on.
Yeah.
Yes, you can go on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
I do have a Facebook group called Secret Doors.
Mm-hmm.
I actually have a Instagram account. It's called Behind Secret Doors. And
mm-hmm.
I also have a personal IG account where it's Secret Scorpio. So you can follow me on all my social media accounts. And
great.
And on there, you know, the thing that I like to tell people, I'm very personal, very, you know, outgoing. So, you know,
mm-hmm.
you can, like Kevin said, you can ask me about relationship advice. You know,
yeah.
I have one of the things I have been to. I have been to trapeze
mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
here in Atlanta. And, you know, that's where I started, you know, doing my research as far as, because I want to make sure that I'm giving out a great product to my users.
Right.
So I started
mm-hmm.
visiting, you know, the different clubs or whatever and just talking to the couples there. And they're, like, super nice. And a lot
yeah.
of times, you know, they just come, you know, just to spice up their, you know, relationship. So that goes
right.
back to, you know, when they say, like, I know you were telling me earlier about when you was on a show and about, you know, the sex mm-hmm. life is not all there in some marriages. But sometimes
yeah.
you got to spice it up, and that's what Secret
right.
Doors is about, you know, spicing up,
yeah.
you know, your relationship.
Absolutely, absolutely. And it could be, guys, it could be just being a good chef. I mean, just cooking a great meal, you know, that
right.
thing started exploding all over the place, you know. Just enjoy the meal together and maybe some music, whatever, but you got to get. And also, too, Tiffany, I think, and this is just my observation from the guys, I think a lot of guys don't know how to really romance a woman today. I don't think they've been taught how to really do that. Area. What do you think about that? A lot of guys just don't know how to really, you know, romance or, you know, take a lady out and have a good time sometime. What do you think about that? Do you see some of that?
I do see some of that. And a lot of times, you know, just like you said, like, you know, cooking a meal, you know, when
yeah.
your woman come from, you know, a long mm-hmm. day of work, you know, sometimes, you know, spicing it up, you know,
yeah.
have the fireplace going, you know, have a mm-hmm. meal, you know, prepare
yeah.
for her when she come in, you know, just small stuff like that, you know, spices
yeah.
up the relationship.
Absolutely. You know, Tiffany, also, too, I have you, too. How important it is to find out what people like. I think this is a big one here because I was thinking about I had a joke. You know what I'm saying? I had a lady talk, said something, I think it was either on the air or somewhere. Anyway, I heard this with her boyfriend. Her boyfriend, you know, they were at home or something like that, but he started licking her ear, right? Licking her ear and trying to get romantic. But she didn't like that, you know, later on. She didn't like that, man. So she said, "What are you doing, man?" So, you know, you got to find out, guys, what she likes before you start doing it, you know, because she may not like
you
that,
are,
you know. Yeah, so what you think
you
about that,
Tiffany?
You're
absolutely right. Yeah, you are absolutely right. From the beginning of a relationship, you need
yeah.
to ask those, you know, critical questions as far as, you know, what do you like? What are you mm-hmm. into? You know, those are important
right.
questions that, you know, we're so focused. A lot of times, you know, the millennials,
yeah.
I say, are just focused on, you know, the physical, but you got to really get to know
right.
this person. You even
yeah.
got to, you know, get to know this person and see, you know, are you, you know, what are your goals? That's,
right,
you
right.
know, important
exactly.
to me.
Yeah, exactly.
Are you looking for marriage? Or are you just looking a date, you know, for
right.
you know, at some amount
mm-hmm.
of time? You know, those are important questions that we need to ask, you know, each other
yeah.
when we're
absolutely.
Dating.
Absolutely. Yeah, because also, too, Tiffy, as you know, sometimes guys will fall in love too early, and the lady, you know, the girl's not ready to do all that right now, you know? So you guys, you got to make sure she's ready to date. She's ready to take it to another level as far as your relationship. But you got to ask questions. You got to get to know the person, Tiffany. I think a lot of guys, you know, assume a lot, and they can't assume a lot anymore, I think, because they got to be a little more methodical, if you will, if we could use Six Sigma terms in that area.
Yes.
You know, so you got to have a strategy. You got to have some strategy for setting things up. So I don't know how important that is today, but that's just been my observation over time that a lot of women are saying men just don't know how to, you know, romance and find out a little bit about her first. You know, what is she like? What do I like? Find out about me first, and then other things will follow, hopefully, you know. So that's so important. Have you observed some of that, too, as well, as you've been observing out there in the workplace and so
yes,
forth?
Yes, I have. But you know what?
Yeah.
It goes both ways, you know.
Yes.
I actually have, you know, I have a 17-year-old son. And, you
mm-hmm.
know, I tell her, you know, women have to earn, you know, certain
yeah.
things. You know, a lot of times, you know, women, you know, and, you know, I got to, you know, I'm a woman, but, you know, I got to speak for the gentlemen as well.
Right,
you
right.
know, some things have to be earned, you know, a lot of times. Oh,
mm-hmm.
I want him to get my hair done, my nails done. This is what he's doing for me. So it goes both ways. You know, women got to know how to, you know, wine and dine and treat their man too, you know, especially if he's good.
Right.
It doesn't go
yeah.
you know, just one-sided.
Absolutely, absolutely. Especially like if it's his birthday, you know, you want to just go all out, right? And then treat him like a king,
yes.
like he is, you know, that's for sure. And vice versa, guys, too, as well. Hey, guys, this is Power Connections with Tiffany Smith. Ladies and gentlemen, she's the founder of Secret Doors. We're talking about this is for grown folks, ladies and gentlemen. Please understand that. It's all grown folks today. I love that. So she's on our Power Connector today on the network. That's powerful. That's great. Well, Tiffany, you know, one thing we also like to hear is how's your son doing? He doing well? He's doing good? That's great. Your son's doing
yes.
good? That's wonderful.
Yes, and
wonderful.
I also have a daughter, too. So, yes, I'm a mother,
wonderful.
Too.
That's wonderful. Yeah, you look like you're in your teens, I tell you, boy. I tell you, that's great. That's a wonderful
good
year, I tell you.
Good living. good living.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, that's great. Well, Tiffany, one thing we'd like to do on Power Connections is leave people with takeaways on what to do next, how to get in touch with you, that type of thing as well. And we want you to take yourself to the next level this year as well. So we still got enough time for 2019. I'm telling people, get ready for 2020 already too as well, you know. But today, Tiffany, what are some of the takeaways you would give us today from Secret Doors Network here? What would you tell us to do today? What needs to be done? What should be done? And of course, give that contact information again. Thank you so much.
Okay, first of all, I want to tell everyone, you know, does it, any dream that you have, you know, just keep pushing through. You know, from, I have up and down, you know, with developers. You know, I'm on my third development team, and, you know, third time the charm, they say. So just never, never give up on your dream. And I tell everybody, you know, it doesn't come easy. If it's something that you want, you got to fight for it. And that's what I did. Want to send a shout out to my team, you know, the CEO of Secret Doors, Terrence Smith. That's my brother. He's been very supportive and pushing me. So I just want to tell him, you know, thank you for everything that he does. Also,
I love it.
Yeah, the thing is what you said, you know, throughout the show is that you got to have a team, a supportive team behind you.
Absolutely.
You know, I have, you know, this vision was created, you know, just to create generational wealth for my family. So, you know, that's what I want to tell people, you know, does I'm all for, you know, whoever want to work for people, but always, you know, have something on the side to work for yourself so you can leave your children or your grandchildren something behind. And that's my takeaway, you know, to tell people, you know, just never give up. You know, there's been nights where I had no sleep at night. There are times where, you know, crying and just trying to get things together because it seemed like nothing was going to go, you know, right for me. But, you know, I decided to keep pushing, and that's what you have to do.
There you go. That's it. That's it, Tiffany. You can't stop, ladies and gentlemen, and you're unstoppable anyway. You just got to keep it going, but have a good plan, right, Tiffany? They got to have a good plan.
Yes, but you got to have a plan. You got to have a plan. 2017, my family got together and we created a vision board. And on my vision board, I put on there that I was going to go hard for Secret Doors. And it's 2019 now, and Secret Doors is going hard through prayer and through hard work. Anything can happen.
Absolutely.
So, so don't forget, you can get on Secret Doors, join Secret Doors on www.behindsecretdoors.com. The Android app is out now, where you can go on the website and you download it. Right now, for my first 300 users that go to sdgiveaway2019@gmail.com, go ahead and just tell me why you decided to get in the lifestyle or why you're curious about getting in the lifestyle, or if you just want to meet open-minded different people and get tips from them about how to spice up your relationship, join Secret Doors.
Oh, I love it. Yeah, what a great promo there on Power Connections from Tiffany Smith. I love it. I love it. Hey, for those online right now, just if you would hit star and one if you want to speak to Tiffany or have a comment or question for Tiffany while we got her too as well. For those online right now, just hit star and one on your phone, and that'll put you in queue. And we'll bring you on. We're only going to mention your last four digits if you'd like to have a question or comment for Tiffany today as well. All right. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking to Miss Tiffany Smith, ladies and gentlemen, of Secret Doors. I love it. And we've been having a great time. This is for the grown people, ladies and gentlemen. So we're excited about that.
for the grown and sexy.
Grown and sexy. That's right. And ladies and gentlemen, we want you to enjoy your life, right? We want you to enjoy your life. And there's so much to do around our city, so much to do around our state, so much to do around our country as well. You know, also, too, Tiffy, how important is it to travel real quick? How much important is it to travel to spice up things? Is that important to travel, you think, a little bit? Do something spontaneous or something you've never done? Yeah.
Yes. Let me tell you something. Traveling is fun. You know, when I started the show, I said my alter ego is Secret Doors. Yes, you can, ladies, fellas, when you go out of town, you can be Steve or Michael or Angela. Mm-hmm. It's just my relationship.
Yeah.
And what goes on in that city that you travel to stays in that city. You can just be as freaky or whatever you want to. But traveling is, you know, it's totally fun to spice up your relationship.
That's great, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, yeah, we want you guys to enjoy your life and, like you said, be a little imaginative as well. But to the bottom line, we want you all to be safe. We want you to use wisdom. We want you to not get with the crazy people out there as well, Tiffany. Be careful with the crazies out there. But you're going to have to probably be around other people as well. Ask your good friends. And because I know good friends will tell you real quick, nope, I don't think so, honey. Don't go over there right now. So that's pretty good. So, Tiffany, that's powerful. Hey, Tiffany, if you would, before we let you go, tell us about how to get in touch with Secret Doors again. Hallelujah.
www.behindsecretdoors.com. That's where you go on the website and download the app. I'm on Instagram. My personal IG account is Secret Scorpio. The business IG account is Behind Secret Doors, and you can follow me there. Don't forget that we're giving away 300 subscriptions to Level 2 of Secret Doors. The Gmail address for that is sdgiveaway2019@gmail.com. And tell me, why are you in the lifestyle?
I love it. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, that was a wonderful voice of Tiffany Smith, the founder of Secret Doors, is our special guest on Power Connections. Tiffany, thank you so much for being with us. I tell you, this is awesome. Time flies when you're having fun, don't it? I love it.
I know. Thank you for having me, Kevin.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. Hey, Tiffany, I want you to enjoy the rest of your evening, but also, too, I want you to have a powerful and productive week to you and yours out there, and we look forward to staying in touch with you via LinkedIn and all points north, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much, Tiffany, and we'll talk to you soon. Remember, we're going to have you back again. Bring us up to date on what you're doing. If any new stuff comes out, let us know. We'll push it on the network. Love to do that for you. That sounds good. Hey, that was the voice of Tiffany Smith, ladies and gentlemen, founder of Secret Doors. She's also on LinkedIn, ladies and gentlemen, as you can connect her with LinkedIn as well. And on Facebook, ladies and gentlemen, Secret Doors or Behind Secret Doors as well on there on the network. So she's on the Facebook group, so you can kind of follow up with that as well. But we're so excited about her, and we thank God for her vision. Thank God for her passion to help others grow in this area. Hey, guys, this is your host, Kevin Vaughn. We got to get out of here. We got lots to do. Getting ready for Monday, getting ready for next week, and we just want you guys to be prepared too as well. Hey, we want you to always remember to outlove, outforgive, and outserve each other, guys. And we'll see you next time on Power Connections. And we thank again Tiffany Smith, founder of Secret Doors, being with us on Power Connections. Take care, guys. Have a great rest of the week. Bye-bye.